listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here.
And also, of course, Michael Kelly is with us as usual.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, ICMH Church also has several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, which offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in a variety of metaphysical topics, such as counseling, coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, and several other areas, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as is customary. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. If you'd like to read the expanded forms of these 9 principles of belief, they can be found on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we'd like to welcome those who are joining us live, as always, and welcome to those who are listening to the archive. We appreciate your time. Glad you could join us. Just wanted to mention, too, we've got quite a few people in the chat room, and we had a graduation today. Dr. Edward Wong III graduated with his doctoral degree in spiritual counseling, so congratulations to Dr. Edward. He's with us usually every week, so and he's in there now, so it's an accomplishment for you, and we're proud of you.
Congratulations.
Yes, and I know there's been some birthdays. Dr. Norm had a birthday. I don't believe he's in the chat with us. He may be listening, but happy birthday to Dr. Norm and whoever else. And also I wanted to mention, if you've seen the news, there's a Category 4 or 5, depending on which source you're looking at, that's approaching Hawaii. So our thoughts are with those of you who might be in Hawaii. We hope you fare well and are safe and batten down the hatches and all that, but you're accustomed to that as we are here in Florida, so you kind of know what to do, but hope you're safe. And of course, a lot of folks in the Pacific Northwest are still breathing hard from the smoke, but that's clearing
yes.
up, right?
yes, we are. Well, actually, it's all up Western Canada, throughout BC, all the way down the coast to California. So we're even getting smoke up here from Washington State. So it's pretty crazy. Crazy year. We still have over 550 fires burning in BC as we speak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's just in BC, right? British Columbia.
That's just in BC. Yeah, it's been quite the year all over the planet, but there is no climate change. Sorry, I had to go there for a minute. You know, we just send out we just send out good thoughts to everybody. And, you know, no matter what's going on in the world, what's going on around you, even when you're dealing with your own stuff, just stay rooted in your spirit self. You know, just take a deep breath, go right down to your root chakra and breathe out white light. And just know that you're not alone. That's what I said.
And there were flooding, was flooding in India, was it? I believe
big
I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there's stuff going on around the world. And just, you know, it's welcome to Earth, planet where everything eats everything else.
Yes.
Anyway, a couple of points. In a few minutes, we're going to do a 5-card poll and get a discussion going that way. But I wanted to mention an article that, a point that came up in the news about, and I posted this on One Planet Community, or One PC for short. It's about the scientists may have found evidence for previous universes that existed before our own. And if you are a member at One PC, you can log in there and see that article. But it's an interesting thought. And, you know, and I've always known that there's a lot more to this cosmic story than we're aware of. I suppose that's a blinding flash of the obvious, but even this universe, you know, being around close to 14 billion years as far as we can reckon, you know, where did it all come from? From nothing? Well, probably not, because in this universe, things don't come from nothing. It had to come from somewhere. So then there's the idea of the big bounce, as the article discusses, where the universe is expanding, but then it may bounce back, you know, to that singularity, you know, that started it all. But it's an interesting thought, and it's interesting to ponder, you know, how many universes have there been, and if each one is, you know, multiple billions or perhaps even trillions of years old, wow, you know, that's deep, man. Any comments?
Well, science keeps, stretching the possibilities and in ways we couldn't have imagined. I think that it's all quite conceivable. You know, energy is energy, and it's always transforming in a metamorphosis of sorts. So what works at one level works at another level. You know, as above, so below. And so if our body cells can expand and, you know, continually reproduce, why wouldn't the universe? It just makes sense to me.
Good points, Michael. I know you got some thoughts on it.
Well, first I'll just ask another interesting question. And that is, do you think that we human beings, with our perspective and knowledge, do you think that we can truly understand the infinite? As you said, a universe that might be trillions of years old, that will contract and then recycle and begin again and again and again. It's almost inconceivable to comprehend the scale of it.
Oh, it is.
And each of those universes, the sheer scale of existence, the numbers involved here. And
what was the initial question you asked? I got listening and move past it.
Oh, the initial question I asked, is it possible for us to even comprehend the infinite?
Oh. Well, I would probably say no to that, because we can't even comprehend the size of this universe, which may have trillions of galaxies. You know, how do you even wrap your brain around that? Even billions.
I have a hard time wrapping my brain around one day.
Yeah, let alone trillion.
I know.
And just think, that entire day, you're moving at an incredibly fast pace throughout the universe. Never standing still.
Well, it's all food for thought, and it's always, we're always investigating these things, and we encourage other people to do the same. If nothing else, it's to, I don't know, poke ourselves, like inspire, I don't know, just like get our thoughts going in ways beyond just our daily grind, you know, like have an interest in how life works or why. And not that we'll necessarily come up with answers, but it's just really thought provoking.
Well, it is. And to think that, you know, all the energy and matter in the universe has always existed. You cannot create or destroy energy. It's you can only transform it. So, you know, all the matter, that's everything that makes up your body, all the atoms, they've been around forever, you know, close enough, for billions of years since the beginning of the universe. And that means that even those atoms are recycled. You know, the atoms that make up your body, our bodies, could have once belonged to a different human being or an animal or a tree or whatever. You know, it's an interesting thought. And to contemplate or try to think, well, wow, how many universes have there been? And how many universes with people? And think about the day-to-day life. You know, there's art, there's music, and there's work, and there's ambitions, and there's dreams, and people who have written things, you know, done the art, the music, and all that in eons past. You know, it's mind-boggling, and it's fascinating to comprehend that, or to try to contemplate, I should say that.
Well, we just recycled.
Well, think about this. If our reality does recycle, even if it's slightly different each time, eventually it'll come back around. How many times have we had this exact conversation down to that pause?
Somebody. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Interesting food for thought. Now, I have selected 5 cards out of the deck. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just going to say that these 5 cards tell a story. And maybe it's just a story for us tonight. A way to inspire us to think and remind ourselves or touch base, something. Mm-hmm. But the first one that I pulled is Sacred Obligations, number 31. It's a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations. And I think that's simply how we touch base with ourselves. You know, no matter what's going on in the world, as we mentioned earlier, it's remember who you are and what those sacred obligations are.
And that those sacred obligations are things that anybody would do for the greater good of themselves and others. I mean, they're self-evident. You know, do no harm, do right. That's a sacred obligation. You know, pay it forward, deliver your greatness. There's some on the page here too. Reclaim your power, take your power back. Attune your life leadership paragon, which simply means to put it into balance. You know, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, respect for free will. And then these create self-completeness. And when it comes to obligations, they're the sacred obligations, which again are self-evident. They're just sacred. They're the things that any normal, stable, reasonable person would do. Then there's obligations that we have that are self-imposed, and there are obligations that others impose on us. And those two categories are up for debate. In other words, you know, we might impose obligations on ourselves out of them esteem, or some other reason that are creating a burden for us and need to be reexamined. And then there are those obligations that others put on us, like family, religion, even the government, whoever, employers. Those are all, again, if they're creating a burden, then they need to be reexamined. What's the next card?
Well, that leads to freedom, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 in the wild card suit. Freedom's a state of being. It's an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom's the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
It's like free will. You know, we all have free will. Of course, there are people who will contest that and deny that, but the fact is that we have free will within the parameters of our being and existence. In other words, if it's on the menu, then we have free will to choose what we want off that menu. Things such as flying like Superman are not on the menu, so we can't do that. That's, you know, and when you speak of things like that, now we're starting to get unreasonable. But if it's on the menu, we have the freedom of will to do that. So freedom is a great next card after sacred obligations and after, you know, making sure that we're not accepting self-imposed or others' imposed obligations. Because if we re-examine those and we release those obligations, now we're free.
You know, you mentioned about what the boundaries are. It's interesting. I took my grandkids out for supper the other night, and we were talking about superpowers. And if you could have, what one superpower would you like to have? And out of the blue, my grandson, who's 8, said, "Oh, I'd like to teleport."
Really?
I didn't even know he knew the word. So I said, "Well, that's pretty cool." Anyway, so he can't fly like Superman, but he'd like to teleport. So, you know, from sacred obligations comes a sense of freedom, because you're operating from within who you are. And then we discern life with preference and principle, number 33. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy. So this is another way that we can kind of learn to mind our own business. Like, my business is me. So back to the sacred obligations, it's myself, you know, and making sure I'm free within myself and knowing how to discern what my preferences are, my opinions, versus what may be more in line with, you know, something that's a principle.
Well, and it goes back to the sacred, or to the obligations, it's the imposed obligations. We keep that in mind. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. If it's a matter of preference, yield. But if you yield every time, now we have an issue of principle, don't we? So there's always got to be that give and take, but we can keep that in mind, that we never want to forsake ourselves. We never want to hurt ourselves by trying to live up to somebody else's obligations. And that doesn't matter who it is, folks. It doesn't matter if it's your parents, your religion, God, whoever. I mean, and that's why a lot of different wars have been fought, too, over the centuries, is that, you know, somebody wants to impose something on other people, and they go to war over it. And so, you know, but you've got to stand up for your own principles. Remain true to yourselves, as they say.
Well, right. And that's through groundedness, right? Number 37.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Yeah.
That's an evolution.
And that's all of this goes to remaining grounded and having your head on your shoulders and your feet on the ground, having an open mind, but not being credulous or gullible to just accept anything and everything because somebody believes it or some celebrity believes it or teaches it, whatever. You've got it. That's critical thinking skills. We think for ourselves. And by doing that, we remain grounded and we look at concepts and issues and so forth, and we explore them. And we ponder them, and if we need more data, we try to find more data. And if there's not more data, then we suspend a conclusion until such time as we have more data.
Well, and then we land on the past, present, and future, or perception of that, number 4. The three universal laws of personal responsibility are: you're accountable for your past, present, and future. Don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. And don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves either. Remember, the past circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor. And I think this is really telling a story about checking in with ourselves and being true. I know it's just so cliche, isn't it? But to be really authentic and true to knowing who you are and like your spiritual self, your intellectual self, emotional self, and kind of staying grounded in that and discerning life as you move forward.
And that's good points that you make there. You know, we kind of remember that we are exactly where we're at because of the choices we've made in the past. And those universal laws of past, present, future, you know, we are responsible for our past, we're responsible for our present, we're responsible for our future. We can either take responsibility for that or we can abdicate it. And if we don't make positive decisions, if we don't make an active decision or choice in our lives, then somebody else will make it for us. So we want to make positive, healthy choices and decisions in our lives. And if you're in a place that you're just not happy with, that simply means you need to learn the spiritual lesson contained in that experience, in that situation, in that circumstance. Once you learn, and I mean learn, and when you learn something, you change. When you learn that spiritual lesson, then those circumstances will pass, and you move on to other life lessons. And if you look at it like that, then you'll know where to go. You'll know you got to learn the lesson contained in it. And again, when you learn it, there's a difference between learning and knowing. If you know it, you don't necessarily change. But if you learn it, we change. Anytime we learn something, we change. And when we change and we begin to make our energy signature more healthy, we begin to attract more like healthy relationships in our lives. Or we attract that which we are. And we repel that which we are not. So that might be, mean that certain relationships will fall by the wayside, and that is as it should be. That's just life, and because we want that healthy energy signature. We want to have a healthy present and a healthy future. We learn from our mistakes. We learn by experience. We take that, no shame. We learn those lessons. We make amends if necessary, and then we move forward guilt-free, and with greater experience and greater knowledge and greater self-awareness and greater awareness of the plight of others.
You know, Fran mentioned something in the chat that she was shuffling her cards and to pull one for tonight. And she said a card literally jumped out of the deck into the air and landed right side up. And she said, I thought to myself, I wish I had some way to have witness to this stuff.
Really?
Anyway, I get it, Fran. I so get it. But she picked number 18, which is evolution. And I'll just read a couple of lines from that card, which is really appropriate for what we're talking about. Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. You know, and that's absolutely true. And that's kind of what we are talking about here is evolution. So if, we have
let me just add a quick comment to that. If you're not growing, you're dying. So grow.
Well, that's profound.
Sorry. It is.
Okay, we have Patrick first. Maybe you'd like to help out here. Michael, would you pick a card for Patrick?
Oh, I'd be happy to pick a card. Real quick, though, Dr. Hunter, can you remind me, what was the third card in the five-card pull?
Michael, I shuffled all the cards back in the deck.
It was preference principle.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I was just keeping track of it. I was looking for...
No, I'm glad you did. I didn't write them down, and I put those cards back in the deck because we're going to start selecting for people now, and I shuffled my cards with the mute button on, of course, and so here we go.
Well, no worries, but Patrick, I pulled number 10 for you. It's the Indomitable Power of the Human Spirit. A fantastic card. Love it. You know, I don't believe we pulled this one in quite a while, but correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're right. I don't think we have pulled it in a while.
The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
That's good.
I like it. I have Dr. Edward, our new graduate, and for you, number 4 in the wild card suit came up, and it's unknowable. It's one of my favorites, I'll have you know. There are mysteries in the universe, Edward. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind, and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. Ooh, I think that's really profound considering you just graduated and this is like a rebirthing time. It's exciting.
Yeah. And you know, when you think about it, when anything is easy to do if you know how to do it, right? A lot of times we don't know how to do something, but then we learn how to do it, and now we know how to do it. So once it was once unknowable, now it's knowable. So that just suggests that if we don't know something, we strive for it, we search for it, we seek it. Doesn't mean we're going to always find quick answers, but that the nature of the human being is to explore, is to seek, we're driven to find answers, so we keep doing that.
Now, Jenny is next, Michael.
And Jenny, I pulled number 19, Invoke the Counselor Within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
Little reminders sometimes. We all need them.
Yeah.
Now I have Dr. Darlene up next, and for you, I got number 26, Energy Signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is a vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what's healthy. Remove what's unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature. You know, one of the little sayings that I came up with many years ago is putting it out to the universe that I'm ready and want to interact with somebody on the same frequency as myself.
That's,
you know,
good.
And so I'm just, it just popped into my head, Dr. Darlene, to say that to you, and it's just, I thought I'd share it. So, okay, we have Fran is next. Michael?
And for Fran, I pulled number 9, Empowerment.
Good one.
I was going to fall off my chair if it was deliberate intent based on what you just said.
Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution, in principle, for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you are whole, you are empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Share the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others.
I like it. Okay, Dr. Jeff. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
Dr. Jeff, I picked for you number 44, attitude, disposition.
And we want to do Sherry next, I believe. We want to do Sherry next.
Oh, it's Sherry first. I thought Sherry just poked a card in there. Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
Do Dr. Yeah. Jeff and then come back to Sherry. That's fine.
Okay.
You've already pulled one, Dr.
I'm sorry, Sherry. It's my dyslexia. My eyes are bouncing all over the place. Okay, Dr. Jeff, enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen. Now, I happen to know something that I don't think anybody else does, but Dr. Jeff is going back to school next month. And it just clicked for me, Dr. Jeff, that this might have something. If you're nervous, a little bit apprehensive, you know, a lot of stuff going on, attitude and disposition and a can-do attitude, you know, how hard can it be? I'm excited for you. Good for you.
Good.
Okay, so now is Sherry.
Mm-hmm. And Sherry, I pulled number 2, esteem and validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation, or that is, what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
You know, I just want to emphasize something here, folks, and this is something we all need to understand and know on a profound level, and that is each one of us has the right to be us. Each one of us has the right to our own opinions and views and approaches without judgment. Doesn't mean other people won't judge you, but that's irrelevant. We all have the right to be our own person, to walk our own path, regardless of what other people think. So many people have them esteem. You know, I only feel good about myself when I'm doing what other people think I should do. That's them esteem. That's external validation and expectations. Self-esteem is internal expectations and validation. We don't want to give our identity away to anyone else because we, you know, acquiesce to their wishes when we don't really want to. We don't want to give away our power to other people by doing what they want us to do when we really don't want to or don't think we should. So it goes back to taking your power back. You know, that is the panacea for about anything that ails you. And that means when you do that, you change. Your energy signature becomes more healthy and your awareness grows. So you have the right to be you. Don't let anyone else ever rob you of yourself by imposing obligations or whatever they'll impose on you. Be you. And you don't have to apologize for that either. All right. Who's next?
Well, unless you need a cosmic smack upside the head once in a
while.
Well,
we'll let Dr. Hunter take care of that.
I call it the cosmic 2x4s. Every now and again, I need to be put in my place and say, oh, man, you know, it's like we all need our lessons, right? Now, Dr. Angie, I have picked number 34 for you. Take release ownership. Ownership and entitlement are not the same. Ownership is taking responsibility with a healthy attitude. Entitlement is expecting more than what's earned. Further, codependence is taking an unhealthy ownership for other people's problems and feelings. This may be a time to reflect on owning only what's yours and releasing the rest. Now, we know that you know that, but sometimes, you know, like the rules apply in ways that, you know, we're kind of unclear about. And I think sometimes we all need a little reminder to say, oh, man, preference, principle, okay, I got it. All right, you know, what's mine, what's not mine? And, you know, it's, okay, what's ownership, entitlement? And so I think this is just saying maybe there's something here to check in with in yourself, perhaps, and, And or it's that you're dealing with somebody who is like that, who's got that lesson to learn, because equal and opposite can also apply. So,
and this also goes right back to everything we've been talking about. You know, take release ownership. Do you own it or not? Should you own it or not? Don't catch the ball. Let it bounce off. You know, it's the same thing. I mentioned you have the right to be you. Do you own this? Is this obligation something that you own or should own or not? So we need to choose our battles, as they say.
You know, I just like to put this out there, and I'm glad Dr. Jeff is sharing this in the chat with others, because they're asking, what's he going back to school for? And he's going back to a conventional school and getting a bachelor's in drug and alcohol counseling. And he's furthering his education. Jeff started this journey with IMHS a few years ago and has done extraordinary things with his life. And he's always so many of our students are a source of inspiration for certainly for me, and I say for all of us at IMHS and for students and each other. Jeff is legally blind and faces those challenges of, accessing more of his senses and developing and growing in ways that, of course, he didn't predict, having degenerative disease. You know, we have other students facing challenges also. Their determination, perseverance, and fortitude is honest. You know, people have asked me how I'm doing and all this smoke, and I say, well, people got it worse. You know, I'm managing. And yes, every day is a challenge. And trust me, your eyes are watering, you know, and you're wearing a mask, and it's, but other people. And that's what keeps me in check, everybody, is, you know, we all have our issues. But really, in the big scheme of things, it's okay, you know, and we got this. Whatever it is, we got this. And taking on, you know, and life is going to have its way with us one way or the other. So
yeah.
Congratulations, Dr. Jeff. Congratulations to Dr. Edward and everyone else who's done amazing things with their life. So, and continue to do that.
Well, very good. Well, we appreciate all those points and appreciate the comments in the chat room as well. We've talked about a lot of different things, but kind of on a similar thread tonight. As usual with these different cards, they all seem to work together and they fit together like a jigsaw puzzle, you know. Just remember those different things about sacred obligations, not accepting imposed obligations if they don't fit, if we don't own them or shouldn't own them. Remembering to have an empowering attitude, one of evolution, knowing that we can do anything we want because we have the indomitable power of the human spirit, and to esteem ourselves more highly, you know, in a healthy way than we do anyone else. So we've talked about a lot of good things, and hopefully you've gotten a nugget or two out of this that has made a difference in your life. So we, again, appreciate everybody's time and attention tonight.
Can I inject one more thing?
Yeah, man. Go for it.
Humor. Keep humor, everybody. Something I just thought of, and I deal with this all the time. I went over to my kids the other day, and my son-in-law, who is an ER nurse, I'm wearing the mask because, you know, it's very smoky. Got the mask on my face, and he looked at me funny. Now, I've been wearing this mask the last couple of years when it gets really bad out in the air and stuff. And he looked at me, he said, you know you have that on backwards. I said, what? He said, well, no, it's the blue side out. I said, what?
Uh-huh.
He said, well, I see it all the time. I said, I didn't know this. I've been wearing it like this all this time. He said, yeah, you got it on backwards, blue side out, filters more. You know, and you got to see the lighter side of it. There's nothing to get embarrassed about, nothing to get, you know, it's just like one of those things. I say, oh, really? So you got to see the humor and the humor in yourself and the things that we're learning and keep a light heart. That's all.
Good,
please
good
keep
point.
A light heart.
All right, folks, again, thanks to everybody. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael for all both your contributions tonight. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.